Grab your backpack and head off to school with your dinosaur friend, because this week's discovery follows the audio adventures of an unusual middle schooler. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, the middle school years can be pretty tough for any average kid, but surviving middle school is probably even harder for a mutant dinosaur like the one in the audio edition of Sink or Swim, the second book in author Bob Balaban's The Creature from the Seventh Grade series. The story finds 12-year-old Charlie Drinkwater wrongfully accused of stealing various items from around town. Apparently, if you suddenly turn into a giant mutant dinosaur, other people begin to believe the worst about you. Convinced that Charlie is a juvenile delinquent in need of direction and discipline, his principal signs him up for the school swim team. The only problem? Charlie is terrified of swimming. So with just days to go before the team's next big swim meet, Charlie and his friends set out to clear his name. Cool and clever and comical, Sink or Swim is a fun-filled audio adventure that's sure to connect with young listeners. Balaban writes with warmth, as well as a laid-back sense of humor, and his narration fits perfectly with the main character's uncertainties and eccentricities. Part of the charm of the book is that it handles Charlie's unusual situation as if it were no big deal. Charlie's transformation is a thing of the past, a hereditary trait that, while troubling, isn't entirely surprising. So while he may look different, he still has to go to school and do his chores. It makes for a lovably quirky story, but one with a good message. After all, at some point, most 12-year-olds feel like they're strange and different. They're trying to figure out who they are and where they fit. And if an 8-foot-tall mutant dinosaur can have friends and confront bullies and even face his greatest fears, anyone can. But is it worth joining forces with this exceptional middle schooler? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. The setup may seem silly, but that's part of what makes Sink or Swim so disarmingly amusing. Kids will love following Charlie's mutant dinosaur drama, and this unexpected hero and his story might even encourage them to stand up for themselves and face their fears too. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Sink or Swim by Bob Balaban is 4 hours and 41 lovably peculiar minutes long and is available from Listening Library. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.